1600 KIVA, 95.9 FM worldwide at ABQ.FM. I'm Eddie Aragon, the Rock of Talk. Thanks for joining us here as we begin the Real Estate Hour with Tego and Tracy Venturi, the Venturi team from Keller Williams Realty. You can find them at welcomehomeabq.com. Tego, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. I mean, the sun is so bright and everything looks so beautiful. You think it's afternoon already, and we're going to be getting some hot temperatures, and that's good because I'll tell you, the throes of weather that we get throughout the year are the things that we have to I'm glad we don't have to contend with that year-round, and this is the time of year when people need to go ahead and repair damage from those throes of weather and the wind and the April and May or April and March winds that you get. It's pretty crazy. And you've got a very special guest for the first part of our show, which attends to that very thing.
Well, it is Small Business Saturday. Although this is the Real Estate Hour and we talk about real estate and housing, I thought this was appropriate. We have a small business owner with us that specializes or does roofing. And, you know, roofing is such a big issue for us in the real estate world when we're dealing with home buyers and sellers, in that a lot of times people do not get on their roof until there's a problem, or they don't call the roofer until there's a problem. And so we're going to talk about that and some of the things you can do. And so first off, this is Albuquerque Real Estate Talk with Tego and Tracy Venturi, with no Tracy this weekend. She is out on an appointment. If you want to reach us, we're at 933-6881, or you can visit our website at welcomehomeabq.com. So I want to introduce my guest, Charlotte Ortiz with BMC Roofing.
Hello, glad to be here.
And so you guys are a local roofing company, and I want to talk a little bit about the history of your company, because you have a unique thing. You're second generation as part of this business, and you guys, tell me about your company and your business and how long you've been in business.
So we've been in business for over 30 years. The company was originally founded by my dad, Michael Harris, and he had a interesting idea. He actually used to work for Russ Tractor, and they had sold a lot of preventive maintenance kind of products, and he thought that would be a really great thing to sell in the roofing industry. We come across things where we're reactively responding to problems instead of proactively, and it ends up costing a lot more money in the long run.
Yeah.
So we decided that, or he had decided that it would be a great idea to, you know, proactively do routine maintenance on roofs, and we found that you can almost double the life of a roof by getting up there once a year, dealing with the cracks and the issues before they become
really,
problem.
Really, roofs crack in New Mexico. I've never seen that.
Amazing. Yeah, it's
intense, and you know, so the thing we see, Charlotte, in the real estate world is, you know, every time a home is sold, there's a home inspection done. And many times, the homeowner, no fault of their own, I mean, we're all the same, right? We don't get on the roof until there's a problem many times. And so what we find is that the first time the roof may have been looked at in 5-10 years is when the home inspection is done during the sale, and all of a sudden discover that there's a lot of deferred maintenance on a roof.
Right. And the interesting thing about that is most roof defects will happen within the first few years of install. And it's not necessarily that it's installed improperly. It's just that the elements are just very harsh on the roof. So it's a good idea to have somebody get up there once a year, inspect the details of the roof. Typically, it's not the field of the roof. It's the penetrations, canalies, mortar flashings, those kind of things that crack. And then you have a vulnerable point for water to get into.
Yeah. And of course, you know, you probably experience it every time it rains, all of a sudden your phones are off the hook, right? Because nobody knows they have a roof problem until it rains really hard, and then all of a sudden, you know, you can't find the roofer for 2-3 weeks.
Exactly. The best time to fix your roof is when the sun is shining.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Yeah. And you know, so let's talk about some of the things an actual homeowner could do. If nothing else, just getting on the roof. What should they be looking for?
You know, the major thing for a flat roof, we look at perimeter flashing. So that would be the area where the flat roof kind of transitions up the wall. And typically those areas will find cracking, lifts, that kind of thing. Canalies are a high traffic area because there's water flowing off constantly.
Right.
And then penetrations, you know, if you have a pipe or anything like that, those are usually the source of leaks. So if you find cracking or wear in those areas, or degranulation of shingles or the material itself would be a good reason to call it roofer.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of do-it-yourselfers out there, but there is a little bit of magic in the roofing industry.
Yeah, yeah.
I always recommend, you know, if you're not comfortable getting up there, if you're not comfortable doing that, you know, call a licensed contractor. They'll come out. We provide free inspections and estimates.
You do. Okay.
Give you an idea of the condition.
And that's the one thing I haven't even done yet. Your website is bmcroofing.com, correct?
Correct.
And your phone number, if somebody want to reach out to you?
It's 505-897-3766.
Right. We're talking with Charlotte Ortiz, right?
Yes.
With BMC Roofing. And so we started with this. You're second generation in this business.
Yes.
And you're a small, you know, obviously business owner here in Albuquerque,
yes,
which, you know, we appreciate in supporting the local small businesses. So how did you get into this business? And was this your plan?
Well, you know, there was always my family started the business, and, you know, I always admired my dad. He was such a great leader, such a great businessman, very charismatic. And so, naturally, I followed him around my entire life. And
right.
He became ill in my early 20s. He had Parkinson's disease, and you know, he really needed some help with the business. So my husband and I started working very closely with him, and we were able to take over the company and keep it running. And he just set such a great platform for a business. He is such a, like I said, charismatic man. And he is so accountable and, you know, taught me to take responsibility for myself. And we put those practices into our business. And, you know, we really sell accountability hard, because that's hard to find sometimes in our industry.
Well, yeah, in not just in the roofing business, but any of the trades. I think, you know, we've got those people. And I want to talk about that a little bit. So in New Mexico, you know, there's a lot of, well, I think this is everywhere, but it's probably more common in New Mexico than other places, people that really don't have the proper licensing to be doing certain works.
Mm-hmm.
And licensing is one thing, but the insurance is the bigger deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, before we came on the air here, we were talking about the situation where a home burned down,
mm-hmm,
where it was the roofer doing a tar roof,
right,
overheated something, and the home burned down.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, you know, if you're getting somebody, bringing somebody in to do major work on your home, you want to make sure they have the right licensing as well as the right insurance and or bonding, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
And even times like now, I would be even more wary. We just experienced a large hailstorm last November, so there's an abundance of work, which typically brings a lot more roofers out, and a lot of these people may not be insured or licensed. So being licensed is obviously important. Being insured is extremely important, because if you do have something major happen and they're not insured, you know, that's going to be a big, difficult issue for you to get through. Usually when you contract somebody for a job, if it's a larger job and you request to see a certificate of insurance, they can usually provide that from their insurance company specifically for your project. And that gives you a peace of mind that if, God forbid, the worst thing happened, you know, you're going to be covered and you're working with somebody that is running a legitimate business.
Got it. And your business, if somebody's hiring a tradesperson, again, you know, roofing in particular,
right,
you know, major electrical plumbing, you know, anything I would say where you need to pull a permit to do the work, how do they check? How do they know if this person is legit, let's say?
You can go, there's a website, I don't have it at the top of my head, but you can get somebody's license number to make sure that they are indeed a licensed contractor. When you get the certificate of insurance, be sure that it's a certificate that was issued for the particular date that your work is going to be complete,
mm-hmm,
and that it has your name and address on it. It's usually something that they can obtain fairly easily. And, you know, always refer to the good old internet, because everybody likes to leave their opinion. So, you know, you can look at Better Business Bureau and Angie's List and, you know, kind of get a good idea of what kind of contractor you're dealing with. If they don't have a presence on there and somebody hasn't been compelled to say something anywhere, you know, you might.
We're living in a 1-5-star world these days. And, you know, we know it in the real estate world. You know it in the contracting world. And, you know, and of course you have to filter through those, because sometimes you'll get those people that make crazy claims or you know, but I mean, actually I did see your Yelp reviews and you had a couple, which is great. And Yelp is hard to get on, so that's a big deal. Well, that's great. I think it's New Mexico regulation and licensing, right?
Is where I think, Tigo, that is it. It's New Mexico regulation licensing, and you can always check to see if they're there. Not to mention the Better Business Bureau, as always, is a great place to go to legitimize. But the company is BMC Roofing. You can visit them directly at BMCRoofing.com. roofing.com, and Charlotte and her husband Paul, and this is what they do. They do roofing, and this is all about small business. And I think if you could speak to this particular type of year or time of year as to why this is so important to check your roof.
I would say that do it before the big rains come, because, you know, when we have a major storm and people have ignored their roof for over a year, everybody's going to have problems at the same time, and you might find yourself with an issue that's harder to resolve because of, you know, demand issues with all the work. So I would say just call a contractor out, have them evaluate your roof. Most people will do that free of charge and get an idea. Usually it's no cost to you, but it'll give you a little peace of mind to know exactly what you're dealing with.
Eddie, I wanted to mention one thing before we go to break. Charlotte and Paul have something very unique, I think, in Albuquerque and probably in a lot of places. You talked about this earlier, but you guys offer a roof maintenance program, correct?
Absolutely.
Tell us about that.
So the roof maintenance program, let's just say that you have a tar and gravel roof and maybe it's approaching, you know, mid to late life, and you would like to extend that a little bit. So we come out and we provide something called a roof restoration. So let's just say we're specifically doing it with the tar and gravel. We can do it to a bunch of different types of roofing materials. But with a tar and gravel roof, we basically address all the areas that typically leak first and wear first on these types of roofs. So that would be like penetrations, canalies, those kind of high traffic areas. And we basically restore and give kind of a facelift to the roof. And then we maintain them on an annual basis. So we could do something like that annually. And a lot of times we can extend the life of the roof almost double of what would normally be expected.
And it's a maintenance contract, and you come out and, right. And, and then if they have a problem, you still come out, and that's part of the package. That's a great service, but I think more people should look into that.
Yeah.
Well, Eddie, I think it's time for our break.
Yeah, let's take a quick break. We'll be back.
Yeah,
I want to one more time plug BMC Roofing. Folks, you guys can get directly in touch with Charlotte and Paul. 897-3766 BMC Roofing. That's 897-3766. Get your roof checked. And in our next segment, Tego, what do we have up next?
Market update.
As always.
Blazing numbers we talked about the other day. We'll get into that.
It's a great March, everybody, and you'll want to stay tuned. We had a market update a little earlier in the week. Stay tuned for that right after the break here on AM 1600 KIVA, 95.9 FM, and worldwide at abq.fm. Back in a moment.
I was younger, so much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody.
AM 1600 KIVA and 95.9 FM worldwide at ABQ.FM. Listen to the brand new 93.7 FM. I'm here with our second segment for the Real Estate Hour. That, of course, is Tego and Tracy Venturi, the Venturi team from Keller Williams Realty. You can find them directly at welcomehomeabq.com. Tego, market update, a sizzling March on fire.
Market update, sizzling March, sizzling beautiful weekend, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah. I love this. Keep the spring winds down.
I will.
And we're good. We are good, right?
Absolutely.
So I called in the other day to your show in the afternoon because I was so kind of excited I watch this stuff all the time. I found it pretty fascinating what happened in March of 2017 for home sales in the Albuquerque market. In March 2017, we had more pending sales than we've had since 2005, or basically equal 1 month back in 2005, of course, when the market was going crazy. And so it's just an interesting number. And we know it, us that are in the real estate business in the trenches day to day, it's busy right now. It's definitely busy. There's a lot of activity. The one thing that is a challenge and is going to become even more and more of a challenge is the lack of homes on the market versus the potential buyers. And there's a number that we track very closely. It's month supply of inventory. And so that's the number of homes available versus the number of homes being sold.
That's huge, right? You know, you need to track absorption.
Exactly, Eddie. And so we look at month supply, and currently in our entire market, we're at about three months supply, meaning if no more homes came in the market and the same number of homes sold, we'd have nothing to sell in 3 months. In Rio Rancho, it's down to almost two, just over two. And so it varies in certain areas, and it definitely varies by price range. You know, lower price points in certain areas, those ones are going super fast. Here's another number I ran, and we talked about this a few weeks ago, Eddie, is when you look at the number of homes that go under contract, meaning received a contract, the pending sales we were talking a moment ago, I looked at one week here a few weeks ago, and 30% of those homes went under contract in less than a week.
That's incredible. I mean, how do you beat that number?
Yeah, and so, you know, you know, just like anything, there's good and bad. It's good. It's good for sellers. You know, prices are up. However, there's challenges because you still have to, you know, get the home to appraise for, quote, market value based on the criteria that the appraisers must use. And so when you're in a market like this where things are so fluid and prices are changing, sometimes you can't get the appraised value to be what the actual buyer is willing to pay for a home just because the statistics haven't caught up with what's going on in the market. That can be a challenge. And the other challenge is if you're a buyer, you got to be prepared for bidding wars in some cases.
Yeah.
And if you start looking in certain areas, you better be prepared to, you know, this is a competition now because you might, you know, we've seen homes that had, you know, 3-4 offers first day on market. So you got to be prepared, and you got to have a realtor that is working for you as the buyer. And make sure they understand how to work in a competitive, you know, environment like that. You know, in working these bids, and there's definitely strategies and ways to do that. And so they need somebody that's experienced in doing that.
It's so important that you do have people who are experienced in getting you through the transaction and getting you ready for that bidding war. And probably no team has more war stories than Tigo and Tracy Venturi, the Venturi team from Keller Williams Realty. You can dial them direct at 933-6881. They're my realtors. Let them be yours. And you can always visit their website directly at welcomehomeabq.com. That's welcomehomeabq.com. Great March market update. Your featured home of the week.
Yeah, we've got a great home I want to talk about. You know, we were talking about price point, Eddie, and that, you know, in certain price points, there's not a lot to choose from. Well, here's a great one. I just love this house. It's $170,000. It's on the west side, and it backs up to the bluffs, up to the basalt bluffs there in the Petroglyphs National Monument. $170,000. It's at 8024 Petroglyph Avenue. Well, there you go. Give you an idea where it is.
Right on the Petroglyphs.
Right on the Petroglyphs. Again, 8024 Petroglyph Avenue. If you just Google that address, you'll find it. 8024 Petroglyph. And three bedroom, two bath, 1,250 square feet. So it's not a huge house, but, you know, at that price point, it's great. It's in great condition. It's been well cared for. It has all tile, no carpet. It has a huge patio. And again, it's right there by the petroglyphs and the escarpment there. And so there's great walking trails and open space just right near this home, which is nice.
So, that's nice. 8024 Petroglyph Avenue. You can find it directly at welcomehomeabq.com. And that is Tigo and Tracy's home of the week. $6,000 down will get you in, $1,200 a month, and you get a great brand new or a great home, three bedrooms, two bath, and a great starter home.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I you know, you'll have the Lone Star guys on here, but, you know, again, 3.5% down on an FHA loan, that's about $6,000.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you calculate that out, you know, based on current interest rates, obviously it's going to vary. You know, $1,200 a month all in, that's principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. That's cheaper than it would cost to rent that house.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, especially at a, you know, $115, $120 a square foot where prices are in some of the most desirable areas. But you said all in, and one of the things that is all in on that is something that we oftentimes don't pay attention to. It's just sort of a given. We take it for granted, and I wish they wouldn't. It's property taxes, and those notice of values are going out.
It's that time of year. Good old notice of value time. So, Eddie, you've seen those, right? You know, you get them. You were in a commercial.
I know how to protest them. I know how to deal with them.
Well, good. Let's talk about that. So you, if you're a property owner in Bernalillo, Sandoval, Santa Fe, Valencia, you know, wherever you are, the counties in the last week have sent out the notice of value. Many people get them and go, what do I do with this? What is this? This is my tax bill? What am I supposed
mm-hmm.
to do?
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wanted to address that because in many cases, there's nothing for you to do. All they're doing is they're required to notify you what they are saying your property value is, and again, this is the county assessors, so that they can assess you taxes based on whatever the mill rate is. And many times, Eddie, what will happen is when the tax bills come out, that people get the bill and go, oh, this is outrageous, I want to protest it. Well, it's too late at that point.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to protest, you can't protest the mill levy, right, Eddie? You can't protest
what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. What you can protest, though, is the actual value that the county assessor is giving to your property. And so if you've got a home and you think it's maybe worth $200,000 or so, and they're assessing it at $250,000, you can go in and actually protest and say, hey, no, you got that wrong. My home is only worth $200,000. You need to be taxing me on $200,000, not $250,000. Now, if you've done these before, Eddie, so the important thing is there are deadlines. You got 30 days to file a protest. These just came out at the end of March. I know Sandoval was, March 31st. Bernalillo was March 28th. So for Bernalillo County, you have until April 28th to file a protest of your value that the assessor thinks your property is worth. And for Sandoval County, you have till the 31st. But don't wait for that. Don't wait for that, right? You need to get it done right away. Now, if you're going to be filing a protest, both on Sandoval and Bernalillo, and I'm sure on Santa Fe and Valencia and all the other counties around, but I'm just talking about Bernalillo and Sandoval because that's obviously our biggest right. area we cover, is you can go to their website, just get on the assessor website or just Google, you know, tax protest or tax notice of value protest, Bernalillo County, and you'll find there's a form you can fill out. They give you instructions on how to do it. And the one thing that you're going to need if you file a protest on the value, again, if you feel they overassess the value of the property, you're going to need a market analysis. And that is something we, as realtors, can help you with.
Yeah.
And be happy to do that.
Yeah,
so you can reach out to us if you want to get a little market analysis. We'd be happy to do that for you.
And that's a great way to get started on the process of either selling your house, refinancing your house. I mean, you name it. There's a lot of things that you'll learn from a market value analysis provided by the Venturi team at Keller Williams Realty. And how could they reach you on that, Tigo?
Hey, well, let me give you something. Eddie, guess what? I got a new website. I know it's hard to believe, but I got a new website.
Okay.
AlbuquerqueHomePrices.com. AlbuquerqueHomePrices.com.
Good.
You go in there, plug in your address, and we will send you a report, a real-time report, direct from the MLS data that shows all the homes for sale in your neighborhood, as well as all the homes that have sold around your home. So you can see what homes are selling for and what they're listed for, and it's not just the actives, which is public record. This is actually also the sold data that we can provide you if you contract with us. Technically, that's not the right word, but, you know, basically you're asking us to provide this information as a client of ours, and we can do that for you. And, again, AlbuquerqueHomePrices.com, plug in your address, you'll get a report of all the home activity in your neighborhood.
Yeah, and the home activity and the prices have been increasing. It has been good. The Case-Shiller home prices on a 31-month hot streak. Just to wrap up the show, tell me about the quick report from the Case-Shiller report.
Well, we've been seeing it. I mean, we've been on a run now for, multiple years. Albuquerque's kind of been behind, let's say, the rest of the market. However, in the last year and a half, things have really, really started to move forward. And so, yes, prices were up 6% in the entire U.S.
Wow.
In Albuquerque market, we were seeing, like we've been talking about this, Eddie, 4.9% in 16. And I don't know. We'll see here coming out of the first quarter, going into the second quarter of 17, that we might get a little, I think that might even heat up a little more from 4.9.
Tigo and Tracy Venturi, the Venturi team from Keller Williams Realty. You can dial them directly at their real estate hotline, folks, 933-6881. Tigo, thank you for being here this week. We'll see you same time, same place next week.
Thanks, Eddie.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Back in a moment. Lone Star Home Loans is next here on AM 1600 KIVA 95.9 FM and worldwide at ABQ.FM. I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm